days from the Mayim Tomei, so there is a special Nesakosu, then that's also Torah. But as far as Dedam is concerned, so it only applies, because Nesakosu only applies after Tfileh. So the Yomim with Tfileh, Tari Rahman. Yomim Tfileh Tarachman. By the way, let's see the Rashi. I'm not mentioning my own droshes, but I'm saying that is the pshat in Rashi. Now here the Torah says of Bnei Yisrael, we don't have to resort to the pasuk at the end of Mitzrayim. He has a davel of Yisrael, so from that we learn out that the whole the halacha, the Kseras Hakosuv, applies limited only to Israel. It's not enough. Davel of Yisrael, Isha Kisakriya, Vyoto Zoho, Vitom Shivas Yomim, Kimei Nidas Beisotipo. Then, it's by Yvashim Tzawasik, Ushleishi Yei, Ushleishi Yomim, Keshe Vidnetov. So Rashi says here, two mitohor is mentioned. The first mitohor, so that's without the matike. And then the second mitohor has a dogish in the head. That's a matike. So in other words, sometimes the head is below matike, and sometimes the hay is with the mapike. If it is with the mapike, so then it's a kinu. It's a kinu, it's like a pronoun of the kinu. In other words, toho with the mapike would mean her toho. Without the mapike, it means it's like a shemetze. It's in Intea. So Rashi says, with meto, here we have two tohos. Ushleishin ye, ushleishin yom intention with meto. So there is no dogish in the head. So that's the way Matike. The other Toho, so there is a dogish. I mean, the Sematoro, we don't have any dogish. So in other words, but we have a dogish here because it has a Matike. But in the Sematoro, we don't have any dogish anyway. So, but the first Toho, Rashi points out, is the way Matike, and the second Toho is with the Matike. So Rashi says, Bidmei Tohoro, Afal Pisha Reyo, is Keheo. Bidmei Tohoro, Loi Mapike, Vuhushen Dovo, Kmeitea, Yemei Tohoro. And then Mapike, the second Tohoro, that has a Dogeshi Dei, so is Yemei Tehe Asholo. Now, according to Rashi, a little bit to believe me, so we have two Alohas in this passage. One aloha is that the dam that emanates in the Imeteya, where it's not the case of Shifas, so that historia, even without fear, because it emanates from the Mayim Toya. And that is also based upon Exel Sakos. Because as Stasis says, even according to Levi, so only in regard to the Israelis where the Torah says that Imeteya is historia. But in regard to Enochis, the Torah doesn't say. So it's still Tomei. She is still a Yid. So that's one halacha. So one halacha is, one Tzeras HaKosef is, that it, according to Levi, the dam that emanates from the Mayim Toya, the so-called Mayim Toya, I say so-called, because it's not a plain Mayim Toya. If it had been a plain Mayim Toya, so it would apply to Enochis too. It's the so-called Mayim Toya. So one Tzeras HaKosef is that the so-called, the relatively Mayim Toya, the dam that emanates from the relatively Mayim Toya, so is Toya, even without it. And then there is another Tzeras HaKosef, that the dam that emanates, from the Mayim Tomei, but if it emanates from the Mayim Tomei in the Yemeteya, if it emanates in the Yemeteya from the Mayim Tomei, haben die Meinung Tomei, so der echte Tfilah. So they don't suffer. So according to Rebbe, there are two Xeras HaKosmos. There are two Xeras HaKosmos. In other words, one Xeras HaKosmos is the Mayan, the Dam that emanates from the so-called or the relatively Mayan Toya. So it's Toya. Even if it emanates before Tfilah, so the Dam is Toya. And then there is another Xeras HaKosmos, that even the Dam that emanates from the Mayan Tomei, but if it emanates after Tfilah from the Mayan Yemiteya, after Tfilah from the Mayan Tomei, it's done. It's done. So in other words, so that means now, now, if we consider it as the hay is in Mapike, the first law is the way Mapike. Of course, it's the way Mapike. According to Rav, it's certainly the way Mapike. But according to Levi, perhaps the hay of the first law is to be interpreted with the Mapike and without the Mapike. In other words, if we, according to Rav, so the first law is to be interpreted without an object. So then it means, it doesn't mean Ushleishim Yom, Ushleishis Yom, 33 days she should sit on her Tara, on her Dominica, not in the sense of the pronoun, if it's an object. So it's a shame double, be made there, according to that. According to Levi, so maybe the Torah has two senses, has two meanings. That is because there are two halachas mentioned in this Xeras HaKosuf of the Bnei Torah. One Xeras HaKosuf is that the dam that emanates from the so-called Mayan Toyer is Toyer even before Toyer. So that Xeras HaKosuf is implicit in the expression Bnei Torah in the sense of Beloi Matike. In other words, Ushleishi Yei, Ushleishi Yomi, Teishe Bidmei Teya. That's Beloi Matike. It's not a kinyan in Kivo, it's not a pronoun. Matike is a pronoun. So Ushleishi Yei, Ushleishi Yomi, Teishe Bidmei To, Bidmei Teya. That any doubt that emanates from the Mayan Toya, from the Mayan Toya, is Historia. From the Mayan Toya. So it's been made teya. That's without Mapike. But then there is another Xeras HaKosuf implicit in this posse. The according to Levi, Alim and the Bisila, that even the dam that emanates from the Mayan Tomei, in case of Shabbas, so it emanates from the Mayan Tomei, but if it emanates in the Yemei Teya, so then it's Toya. As long as it emanated after Tfilah. After Tfilah. So that Xeras HaKosuf. So in that Xeras HaKosuf, so maybe here the Torah is to be understood, in the sense of Mapike. Her time, in other words, after she was developed. So then it's in the meaning of the Mapike. Her Tara, not Toya Hashem Dovo, but her Tara in the sense of the pronoun. That's the meaning of Mapikei. Mapikei, Rashi says, is a kinyan in Kivo. It's a pronoun. So Teishit Vito, so that means after her Tara, after the Tvila. I mean, whatever the Pshat is, but according to Rashi, so according to Levi, a living Bisila, there are two Xeras HaKosuf in that passage. One Xeras HaKosuf is that the dam that emanates, the dam that emanates from the so-called Mayan Toya Historia, even though it's not simply like Dam Nechitmo, even though Rashi is in the ocean, but it's also based upon Xeras HaKosuf. In regard to Israelis, it has the same status as Dam Nechitmo. So that's one zelzachosek, that the dam that emanates from the moke, but mimayim toyer. So he's toyer even before toyer. And then there is another zelzachosek, that the dam that emanates from the mayim tome after toyer is also toyer. So the mayim, so it will follow that if this should be shitas and the flow will start. The flow will start, let's say 5 minutes before six, before the shkir of the 14th day, and it will continue until, let's say, after 8 o'clock, until the lilac of the 15th, and then while she is in a state of shifas, and it's already the lilac of the 15th, she'll go through it, and then she'll come out, and still shifas, and still shifas. So then, the dam that will be discharged after she comes out from the tefillah, out of the tefillah, will not be tummy. Even according to me, so will not be tummy. But Rashi, the way Shor Lameir explained the Rashi here on the Fahim base, so Rashi says, just the reverse, there's not community between Rav and Lameir, the way the Shor Lameir explains it. Without making a correction, not like a civil car, right? So we have to say, since the Gemara here mentions two Rishonim, and the first Rishon holds that this price could not call the lady, why couldn't the price be applied the same way as the second tenet of the Gemara says? Because the first Rishon holds that according to Levi. According to Levi, so Mele, in the case where the dam emanates from the Mayim Tome, when the dam emanates from the Mayim Tome, even Lachat here, it will still be Tome. As a matter of fact, so even Lachat here, so this is what Thesis says, because Thesis is Chilkal Rashi. That from a head on the base, Bishifas, the hashka to the tomo yitame bisir, lilach yodish. So Rashi can defend that. You see. But Rashi here is explaining that from David the Moreb, in my denial, so he says like Genesis. So that's in accordance with the first Moshe, the first Teretz. But the second Teretz is Chirik. Alright. So according to Rashi, so according to Levi, a little bit still, there are two Zerasakosos. One Zerasakosos in the parish is that the dam that emanates from the Mayim Toyer, Legamre, even if it emanates before Tfilah. And then there's another Zerasakosos, that the dam that emanates from the Mayim Toyer in the Yemiteya after Tfilah is also Toyer. So we make the Oro as two meanings. One, we make the Oro is to be interpreted. I mean, of course, it's this, the first Kimetor, as if it's without a Mapikeh, and it also has an interpretation, according to Levi, with a Mapikeh. With a Mapikeh. So the Mela we have both the Zerasakos. All right, we'll
June 3rd, 1982, Yud Bei Sivan Hashanah Tavshin Mem Beis.
Now, we should start the Teisves Bishifas, but as a matter of fact we did discuss the Teisves Bishifas with other Teisves, but since I have to leave early, then I'll be back. So I want to go over first the Teisves Shavua Bascha Leposo. This is the basic Teisves. And it's important for the whole sugi, even for the other thesis. That's a very basic thesis. This and other thesis is Rav Lechumre, but the thesis of Rav Lechumre we discussed last time. So in other words, the Gemara is the kasha. The Gemara is the kasha. The letters be saved yourself from the Toglo, Vihuaso. So the Braise says, Hoch v'shamay v'shitoson, u'bisil v'shitoson. If tzloy sofro, so then even v'shamay is made it, that it's done. But if it's soft, the light of law, then it's tolu in the machlekes bisham v'sila. So in other words, the machlekes between bisham v'sila manifests itself in two areas. In the area of yieldes, not bizei, so she doesn't have to count zayin kim altogether. An ordinary yieldes, not bizei. So then, according to Bishamai, if it's a yieldes that after the 15th day, and she has a discharge of dam, so according to Bishamai, the dam is not tamei. And according to Bisilel, be able to feel it al rachmoni. So the dam is not. That's one area of the machlekes. Another area of the machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel, in regard to Yildes Bizeh, so she has to count Zayniki. But she already counted Zayniki. But she wasn't in Belezis yet. So again, and then in the Yimei Teah, in the 33 days, 66 days, so she had a discharge of dam. So according to Bishamai, the dam is Toeya, according to Bisilel, the dam is Toeya. But in regard to a Yehudas, Bizei, who did not as yet count the Zainikim, then even Bishamai is made it. Even Bishamai is made it that the dam is Toeya. Then the dam is Toeya. All right. So Toshma Yildes Bizeh, if she saw for the Goy Tovlo, she did count, the whole Chumisham of Shitoso, who be sealed with Shitoso. Be sure you will have Doma Mayin Echodu, Mishum Hoche, Mitami Lach, Vyosh, Elu Levi, Doma Shlimayon is saying, Amai Mitami Lach, Vyosh, Amai Mitami Lach, Vyosh. After all, it emanates from the Mayim Toeya. So why do we still say that it's mitam lachliyolish? Omer lachliyim. So two shits. Omer lachliyim. Ano de amre kitam lishom. In other words, because before the Gemara raised the kasha against Rav, again the price says riach adam tia shdaya shaito. So then you understand the price, and the Gemara assumed that the Braise has reference to the case even if a number of days elapsed between the expiration of the Mikheah and the real Dam. Let's say she saw Dam on the 90th day as of the giving birth to the child. So even in such a case, the price says the Zayin Shaita. So according to Levi, you understand, because since Ishnei Mayonis, so that means even though she had a discharge of dam in the Yimiteya, but that's like dam chitmo. That's not considered. So in other words, that means that for a considerable time she was already in Surik dam. Misulek dam nido, because the dam that emanated in the Yimiteya, that was from a Mayon Toy. So that means that the Mayon Tome has not been emanating dam. Mashim kene konitolav. So why do we say that the Triyah Adam Toya? In other words, the first 3 years after the Dam Torah, let's say on the 90th day, there was the first 3 years after the expiration of the Meitea. So it's Dayu Shaito. But why Dayu Shaito after all? After all, she has been bleeding within the Meitea, so she hasn't been Misolekes Dam for a long time. So why should we say Dayu Shaito? So the Gemara gave two thoughts. Yes, what is it? Yes. According to Rav, now the Braise says Reyach Adam Teyah Shadayu Shaito. So what does it mean? The first 3 years after the expiration of the Yimei Teyah is Dayu Shaito. Even even if the first prayer after the expiration of Yivetaya took place a number of days after the expiration of Yivetaya, let's say on the 90th day, on the 100th day. So it's Dayoshai. So according to Levi, we understand it, because if the woman had a discharge of dam on the 90th that day after she gave birth to the little girl, so that means that for so many days she has been misulik dam, because from the 81st to the 90th or till the 100th she had no rain, and all the years that she had since she gave birth to a little girl, within 80 days, all these years are not counted, because any years done in the 14 days of Yimelede, that is not counted. That lady is not counted. And the dam that emanated in the 66 days is also not counted, because that emanated from a different Mayon, from a Mayon Toya. So that means she has been misulek dam from the Mayon Nido. Dam has been withheld from the Mayon Nido for a long time. And now, for the first time, it starts emanating dam. So anyway, we say Dayoshai. Masha'im can call it Rav. So the dam that emanated within the 66 days is the same kind of dam as the dam that emanates in Yemei Nido. So that means that even though it was the first Riyah after the expiration of Yemei Teyah, but she hasn't been Misurek Dam for a long time, so why should it say Dayoshai? It's not real Sheinah.
What
Dayoshai means, like this, an ordinary woman, if a woman has the pier, has dam, has the discharge of dam, and she touched, let's say, 10 hours before, 23 hours before, she touched Trumo, so we are not becoming the Trumo. But I'm sorry, an ordinary woman, we are becoming. But Ayushaita means we are not becoming the Trumo that she handled within the 24 hours prior. You see? So this we apply only to a woman who has been misulek dam, from a woman in whom dam has been withheld for a considerable time. So according to Levi, you understand, even if she had the Riyas dam, let's say on the 90th day, even if she had the Riyas dam on the 90th day or the 100th day, but that is the first Riyah after the expiration of Yimikeya. So even though she had a number of riyas within the Yimiteya, but these riyas are like riyas of dam from the Chesed. So in effect, it's a real Rishayno. But according to Rav, so what significance is the fact that this is the real Rishayno of dam, as of the 81st day, but before the 81st day, she had riyas of dam. So that means that the discharge of dam has not stopped for any time, has not suspended for any considerable time. In other words, there has been a discharge of dam all the time. Just 10 days there was no discharge of dam. Why should we say Dayoshaito? Well, a woman, an ordinary woman, if she has a discharge of dam, so we don't say Dayoshai to Yomatamul Mafreya, even though she did not have any discharge for a month, because the average woman has a discharge of dam every month. So if she has, let's say, in a discharge of dam, let's say in Chiddush Sivan, So then she's mitame limafreya all the time she handled within the 24 hours prior to the discharge of dam. We do not say Dayoshaito at all. For a month she didn't have any discharge of dam. So what if for a month she didn't have any discharge of dam? Every woman
normally does not have a dish as a dam for her own animal. So why should we, why did the price say if she has a discharge of dam on the 90th? So then it's considered, we say dayoshaita. Why? Just because it was the initial year as of the expiration of Yemiteya. So how many days elapsed since the expiration of Yemiteya? 10 days. So why do we say dayoshaita? So according to Levi, we understand. Because even though she had a discharge of dam on the 80th, on the 79th, on the 78th, on the 77th, 76th, every day she had a bit of dam. But that dam is not counted. So that means that she really did not have a discharge of dam, neither of men's pure dam, for 90 days. So that she is considered becheskas misurekes dam. So the male. So it's like a woman who started to menstruate, let's say a young girl. So if she starts to menstruate for the first time, so then we say, is that a shaito? We are not chishish. Maybe the discharge took place from the boker into the besachitzin before, and it was retained for 24 hours. In the Mizahitz, and then it came outside. We're not righteous. So according to Levi, also understand. Mashiach came according to Rav. So what significance is the fact that she, this was the initial year since the expiration of the Mikaya. So now it's for 10 days she didn't carry the Shazadam. So what? But before that year, there's a Gemara discussion. So the Gemara. So there are two terets in the Gemara. And the Gemara, one teret is, so the Gemara is in the teret, the lekishus, not two terets. There is no two terets. On that kasha, there is no two terets. On the next kasha of the Gemara, so that two terets. So the lekishus, in other words, according to Rav, when the price says, Reyach Adam, Tiyash, Dayosh, Ayito, it has reference to a case where very immediately, after the expiration of the Yemiteya, so let's say in the morning of the 81st day, she had a discharge of dam. So that's why we do not say mitamel mafreya, because if we are going to be mitamel mafreya, so then we'll have, why? Because of the choshe, maybe 23 hours before, or 23 hours and 59 minutes prior. So the dam was discharged from the boker here into the Misachitzi, and now came out. Because suppose the dam was discharged 23 hours before from the boker Misachitzi, so she's not Tome, because it was Damteya. But so it was not Tome. But then you ask, but maybe the dam was discharged. Maybe the dam was discharged, let's say, an hour before. She had a discharge, it came outside, the dam, in the morning of the 81st, 9 o'clock in the morning. Maybe the discharge took place 9 p.m. the previous night. So that was already after the Mitaya. The answer is that the Takonis Chachomim was that we are Mitamei all the 24 hours, it's less prior. So if we can be mitamei all the 24 hours prior, fine. But if we cannot be mitamei all the 24 hours prior, so since we cannot be mitamei the misleis, so yipkide yipkide, we are not mitamei. All right. Then the Gemara has the cash. You let it be seen. She saw from Beit Oglo. We were so holchu mishana mishitoso misil mishitoso. וישלם לרב דור המים נחודו משמוך ניתם אלך ויובש אלוהי ודור משמים היום נסי אבל ניתם אלך ויובש. So Bilal is saying he could count to the Zayinki, but she wasn't developed. So and then she had the discharge of Dam. So according to Bishamai, the Dam is Toya. According to Bishil, the Dam is Tome. So Bishloim, according to Rav, that it's my Echot. That it's my Echot. So we understand this why the Dam is Tome. Because because since it's Mayim Echad, so it emanates from Mayim Tomei. From Mayim Tomei. But there is Exeres HaKosu. There is Exeres HaKosu that in Yimei Teyah, the Dam is Toya. But the Yimei Tfilah Tali Rachmoni. So Mimele, if the Yimei Tfilah Tali Rachmoni, so since there was no Tfilah, so it's still, the Dam is still Toya. El, if the Vashim Mayone say, so why do we still say the Dam is Toya? It emanated from a different Mayor. It's not menstrual Dam. It's not menstrual Dam. It's the Mako. It's the Mako. True, it emanated from the Mako, from the uterus. But that's like Dam that emanated from an ulcer in the uterus. So why is it Nidam Lach Yomich? Omlach, so the more it has two things. Omlach, I know Dam like it Tani Bishop. Enoch Nami, so according to the first letters in Gemara, Enoch Nami, this price certainly is not in accord with Lehi. Because this price says that according to Bisilel, if so probably told me, and prior to the Tfilah Shehri discharge of Dam, the Dam is Tomei, so obviously this price implies that the Dam is Damido, it's menstrual Dam. So, when according to Lehi, it's not even menstrual Dam, because it emanated from Mayim Toya. But the Levi agrees with the previous pricing of the Levi Hadam Teya Shaday Shai. So then the Gemara has a contra Amayday Shai. So the Gemara applies it to the case of leg issues. That's what Rav says. But according to Levi, then price is reference to the case of leg issues. So Mele, then price holds like Levi. So Levi passes like that price, not like that other price. So I call it. Then the second tendency is before you say Bishapas. In other words, that this price itself, popularization of the way of law, so accords with Levi. But the question is, how can it accord with Levi, according to Levi, that it emanated, that Dam emanates from my employer? So why is it may according to Israel? The answer is, this price is reference to the case where the woman started to emanate Dam, let's say, in the late afternoon of the 15th, and Absalom, the 14th, and it continued into the night of the 15th. So the male, we know that it emanated from the Mayim Tomei. That's why the Dam is Tomei, according to Bisila. So he says, Sofokotone, how can you say Shivas? It says Sofo, she already counted 7 clean days. If she keeps on bleeding, so she wasn't able to count 7 clean days. How can you let it take him? Let's say she was a Yelenistic cable. So she's mayor for 14 days. Whether she sees Dam, she doesn't see Dam. She's mayor for 14 days. And then she stopped bleeding on the first day, the second day of giving birth. So that means if she stopped bleeding on the first day of giving birth, so that means that after the expiration of 8 days, as of giving birth, she already counted Zayinichi. But 8 days is still within the 14 days of Himalaya. So from the 9th till the 14th in the afternoon, she didn't have any Sienida. But 5 minutes before 6, on the 14th day of giving birth, 5 minutes before Shkia on the 14th day, the flow started and it continued till 9 o'clock. And Loitovlo. So according to Bishamai, the Dam that is discharged in the night of the 15th Historia, according to Israel, Islam. Because somebody when he goes to Shinreya Ben, he will see as it was. Okay, all right, I went over the more again. I mean, even though last time we discussed it at great length and Rashi. But let's see the thesis. Shogu Abbasri Posk, Mikanin Rabnata, the Yoenis Bizein, Oi Bismanase, the Kulonoshi, Hashino Yoenis Bizein, Shesit Pinachayim to Mesalade, Shivaniki, Viroa Sobimitea, Kingdom Tree. Eino Sisaris. Doma Roche, the Hiroaso, Shogua Shishi, the Lysos, Apple Gav, the Dam Tome, Coachkin, the Rias Damtea, Coachkin, the Rias Damtea, Eino Sisaris, that he would be sealed, the vitamin Rachli Obeich. Maybe the also is here. So Amitam is deducing from this Gemara if a woman is here, let us be saying, or this man is there, so the Rabbanon, every illness is considered here. So then she is Mechuyeves to count Zayinikin. She is Mechuyeves to count Zayinikin. She said, Finachayim to Mesalay the Shivanikin, Viroa Sobit Meitea. Kingdom Tvile is necessary. Now you see, in order to understand this Ramnetam, we have to take notice of another halacha. There is the machlekes that from Zion, the machlekes between Abai and Rabbi, whether in the Lady Shinereve is dealing with the Sphira Zion King or any other Zion King. And you let us visit. So she has to make two counts. First, she has to count. 14 days, you let him say the cable. Let us the cable say. So she has two counts to make. One count is 14 days of the later, if you made to make, whether she sits down or doesn't sit down, she's male. Even if it would be a living abeshi, an unusual phenomenon, where she wouldn't bleed at all at birth. So still, she's male 14 days. And then she has to count 7 clean days. So naturally, If in the 14 days she keeps on bleeding, so these 14 days cannot be counted for the Zayinikin because it's not 20 days, she bleeds. But suppose she stopped bleeding on the first day of giving birth, on the second day of giving birth, and then she didn't bleed anymore. And now is the night of the 15th. Can she be Tivalis? She counted 7 clean days. She counted 7 clean days, and she wants to be Tivelis and be with Teres Lebailo. Can she be Tivelis and be with Teres Lebailo? So Abaye says no. Abaye says, inasmuch as the days within the Yudalit were considered Yom Tmei, even if she doesn't sit down, she's Tmei. So Mele, they cannot mail it to Zayinikin. Zayinikin, by definition, means days that are clean. But since the Yudalit Yei are Yom Tmei, even if she doesn't see it's Yom Tmei, so Mele, they cannot be considered as to be Eile, Lizayniki. That's Abaye. Abaye says that Yom Tmei, the Shein or Eile, even though in CS they were clean, they did not entail any bleeding. So still it's not Eilel Zayinikin. Rabbi says no. If she did bleed in those days, it cannot be Eilel Zayinikin. But if she did bleed through the days that she smelled in those days anyway, but since there was no bleeding in those days, so it's Eilel Zayinikin. Now most Rishonim passed like Rabbi. At Rabbanan, however, passes like Abaye, because that's the lament of the Alkidam. Yimileide shein reyebe. So Abaye says, "Ein eilel izayiniki." So that Rabbanan says, "Mikanim Rabbanan di leres bizei oy bismanaze di kulen moshim chashvinu ki leres bizei." So mele kolit Rabbanan, the halachis any youngest today cannot go to it until the night
of the 22nd day. Why? Because 40 days that she has to count and the Dalet Yom of Tumas Lady. Then, after the expiration of the May Lady, she can start counting 7 clean days, if it's clean. So it's 14 plus 7, so it's 21. So the first time that she can go to fill it, and you let us today, according to Ramadan, is the night of the 22nd. That's why Ramadan emphasizes, she couldn't be safer than Zayim Kim within the Yimei Tumas Aleinu, because he passed us like a bite. Now the question is this. She is a Yeledes Bezeit. So she counted 40 days. You mean 2 months later. Then she counted from the 15th till the 21st, inclusive 7 days Nikin. Now, so she was able to go to Philly the night of the 15th, but she didn't go to Philly the night of the 15th. She didn't go. She decided to go to Philly the next time, even though she could have gone. She already finished counting Zanikin, but she decided not to go to it. Then in the morning of the 15th, all of a sudden, to her surprise, she did this shout of Dam. Now the question is that Seisea? Does that annul the whole count of Zanikin? Or, so the male should have to start counting 7 clean days in you, like a woman who started to count, let's say, 7 days, and then in the late afternoon of the 7th day, she had a discharge of God. So then she has to make a new hefsiktar and start counting 7 clean days anew. So maybe here too, even though she already counted Yudalot Yemilede 7 days Nikin, but she didn't go through it the night of the 22nd. And the morning of the 22nd, she saw down. So maybe it's Eisea, the whole time it came, and she has to start counting. A new, or not. Once again, what is it? What is it? What is it? I don't hear what you're saying. No, he says, Be'yel b'zeh b'chul noshi, she'seh b'machin mitim zalime, shimon ikim, v'yroa sobim eteya. So, in other words, he finished counting 21 days. That's the examination. She counted 21 days. And between the 15th and the 21st, inclusive, she didn't see any doubt. And she was able to go through the night of the 22nd. But she didn't. In the morning of the 22nd, she had this shadow down. So the Shaila is a Tzeisea, the whole meaning of Zayniki. Mimele, she has to start counting again to make a hefsiktare and start counting again another 7 clean days. Or, since she already counted as Zayniki, so Mimele, all she has to do is to be the Nelas and she'll be Mataras the Bible.
Was the Rosh Hashanah a moment ago discussing after 81 days?
We're not talking now about after 81 days.
I know.
Now we're talking on the 22nd day.
But Abayu would also permit the days for counting Zaynikim after Zava, which is addition to the Tumas later. He would allow that to be counted during the Yemei Tahara? It wouldn't have
of
to be...
Of course the Yemei Tahara it can be counted. According to Abayu, it cannot be realized. The count cannot be realized within the Yemei Tumas later, because yes, the days are named anyway.
Then what was the case that the Rosh Hashanah mentioned previously about counting after 81 days, after 80 days, and then on the 81st day, when the person will have a riyah, but there was no shoes, like her shoes.
Okay, no, so.
So what was she counting? What was she going to count then? What was?
I understand. I mean, there it's after the Yimitea, she already became Teiro,
yes.
The Bailo, but she had the Riyah on the 79th, on the 80th.
Yes.
And then
what's going to be
then,
so, sir?
1 second, and then she has an initial Riyah on the 90th.
Yes.
So the question is, according to Rav, why is Dayan Shaito? After all, she had only for 10 days she didn't bleed, but she bled 11 days ago.
But there's no question of Sisira
What?
There's no question there of Sisira. There's no question of anything being so sir.
What kind of Sisira? We're not talking with Izobe. We're not talking there about Izobe. Alright. So, do Marochet Hirwa, social brush, Lishin Luisos, Abogabitam Tome. So Abutam passed it that in this case of Ilanis Mizayim, where she counted Zaynikim, and then after counting the Zaynikim, and before she went through it, in the Yimitea, she had her ears down. So the Aloch is, the Ramtam Paskin, it's not Zaynikim. So the Rai is from this Gemot. I forgot the Dam Tomiu, but why is the Zaynikim after all? After all, according to Bisilel, so the Dam is Dam Tomiu. So it should be sincere. After all, she's still a Zobe until Tfilah, she is a broad Zobe, says Hashem Zobe. And the Dam is Dam Tome according to the Zobe. So it should be sincere. So he says, Do the Chiru Aso, Do Maroch the Chiru Aso Shogu Ashlish, the Luisos Ro, Abel Dab the Dam Tome, you coach me. Coach me. So in other words, so here the Gemara says, in the case of Shifas, where she started to have the flow on the afternoon of the 14th, and it according to the Shammai, the Dam is Toya. So obviously, she, in other words, so he says, so the price says, he let us be saying, if she suffered for the word Togo, the Roaso, Hoko Bishamai, which she tossed on, which she tossed. So according to the Shammai, the Dam is Toya. So it's a raya. Even though here the Dam emanated, when did it emanate? It started to emanate on the afternoon of the 14th. So it's in the Yemeitume. The Dam emanated in the Yemeitume. So still the Shammai says that the Dam is there. It's not Zeisir. So Lachas Kamo Bechamo, so we see that even in this case, where the Dam started to emanate in the Yemeitume, so it's not Zeisir. Lachas Kamo Bechamo, where the Dam emanated in the Yemeitea, so it's certainly not Zeisir. It's a Kavachayim. Do he says, Do Marochet Chirua Aso Shavua Shlishi, the Moisosro Avogabdi Dam Tomeu. Now here we are dealing with the woman in the Shifas. So the Dam started to emanate. The Gemara is discussing it a little bit later. So Shifas, it started to emanate from Mayim Tome on the 14th. And it continued into the 15th. So Holcho Bishamai Lishitoso, Ubisilel Lishitoso. So, Bishamai say, that the Dam is Toya. So, it certainly is not Seisaya. If it would be Seisaya, and she would have to start counting new 7 days, so how could the Dam be Toya? So, we see even in this case, where the Dam, according to Levi, so with the price as reference to the case of Shifas, so that means the Dam emanated from which mile? From the Mayim Tome. It started emanating 5 minutes before 6 on the 14th, and it continued into the night of the 15th. still, according to Bishamai, so the dam is Toya. So certainly, it's certainly not Seisaya, because if it would be Seisaya, and she would have to start counting 7 green days in you, so how could the dam be Toya? So obviously, that even in this case, the dam, it's not Seisaya. So there is a kalachimah of logic in the case where the dam is discharged in the Teah. So it's certainly not Seisaya. One second. No. So, and Bisilel Achelik, so Bisilel only Achelik in respect to the dam, that the dam is coming, you see. But since according to Bishama it's not Seisaya, so according to Bisilel it's not Seisaya either. This is what Jesus assumes. Because the machlokes between Bishama and Bisilel is only in regard to the point, to the question as to whether the dam is coming. But according to Bisilel, the dam is coming. It's a special Zosakosa. According to Bishamai, there is no special Zosakosa. But it's certainly a raya that according to Bishamai, it's not Seisaya. Because if it would be Seisaya, so then even Bishamai would be made the dam is coming. So it's a raya that according to Bishamai, the dam is not Seisaya. So Mele, and since Bishamai is saying that Biyom Itali Rachmone, so the dam is also Toya. But according to Bisilel, there is a special Zosakosa, the dam is coming. But as far as being Seisaya or not being Seisaya is concerned, so if according to Bishamai it's not Seisaya, according to Bisilel it's not Seisaya either. Because the machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilel is only in regard to the dam. Only in regard to the dam. What? Well, that's the Shite. Because all the Rishayim, except if you're Rishayim, say that in Bisilel is made that Yom Mitzvah Tal Rachmoneh applies only to the status of the dam, not to the status of the Isha herself. There is a Shite. The Miri doesn't agree with that Shite. He rejects it. And there is another Shite, you see, that is Chilkam Rabbatam. But most Rishonim agree with Rabbatam that the whole machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilel is only in regard to the status of the dam per se, not in regard to the status of the woman herself. So Mele, certainly according to Bishamai, so the woman, so So, but they cannot prove from that is Zobo, that is not in the letters, that if she is so for Zayikin, so this is only deduced from that Gimore, that the letters be saved. Or today, in Rabbanon, every year let us hear him say. But let's not discuss now the Rabbanon today. Let's discuss it on the highest level. So the Rabbanon only deduced from this Gemara that the year let us be saying, if she already counted Zion King, and then in the Yemiteah, she had the Rias done before she went through it. So it's not Seisaya. But that does not necessarily prove that even a Zobe that is not Yeretz,
So if she already counted Zainiki, but she didn't go 3 ways yet, and then she had another years down. So that before 3 ways, that wouldn't be Seisa either. Because that doesn't necessarily follow. The Kalimba the Okay Soso. משום דריה זוי מגרמס לטומה אבל דחול שוואים פרים לבוכה ואבל גם בשבוע גימו גרם לטומה מקום מוקד נגנסיס וסנידה ולא יזובה וכשתפסיק תהירו מיד so but מה שאין כן in the case of יזובה that is not realized that was so far זיין קין and she wasn't developed and then maybe this is here why? Because if a woman who became a zove and she counted Zayniki, but she wasn't developed yet. And then she had a rias down. So we could say over there it is Seisir, the Zayniki. Because that rie so makes her the needle. That needle. That rie makes her the needle. So the melee, it could possibly be Seisir. So Omikoma came, so there is no raya from this tomorrow. Omikoma came here and each and all in Amelisas. The Mistabre, the Instira Mieles, Elobisi Hacheshi, Kidioma, the Acha Tita, showing Tuma of second layer, Avalacha Sphere Loy. Avalacha Sphere. So Taisa says, first of all, Taisa proves from this Gemore that beyond the shadow of the doubt, in the case of Eurelis Bezei, who was safe from Zainiki, and then before 3 ways she had the down in the Yimitea, so that certainly beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's not Seisir. It is not Seisir. But then Teisa says it may be a hint that even an ordinary Zop, not a Yoreis, who counted Zainiki, and she finished counting Zainiki, but she wasn't Yoreis yet. And then she, before she went through it, she had a rias dam, even though that rias dam makes her into a nide for 7 days, but say so it isn't. So, because what is Seisir here? What is Seisir desiring the king and makes her obligated to count Zion clean days only if the Ria took place in the midst of the count of Zainiki. But if the Ria took place after the completion of the count of Zainiki, but before the Tfilah, so it's not considered as if the Ria took place in the midst of the count. Now, but you see, if you go over the Chiddush HaRashba, and you go over the Rishayim, and if you look into the Abbo Yismaili, the Abbo Yismaili mentions the Sefer HaTovo, the Abbo Yismaili in Perek Zion of Yisrael here, so he mentions the Sefer HaTovo, and if you go over the Rif in Perek in Shuas, the second Perek in Shuas in the Rif is consists of Hilchas Nidah. So if you see, go over the Rif in Perek Beis of Shuas, it's very Shuas, just the Gemud the Rif where he says, "Vorochei namen adim meitei adiyeres v'afal gav b'kaimelon ki rav gom amaylechotu v'atiro temosi v'atiro terosi ki b'kiyeres b'zei v'itzricho shirin iki במיתיה אבינו נאמה החוק יישאר כרבזר ויכול. So and then you look in the Chidush Yan Shishay, so the Roshin of the Roshin Mordechai, you look it up in the Mordechai and Shuez, so then you see that there are 3 Shittas of Hashem. One Shittas of Hashem is Teisa Shittah is that needless to mention a Yeres Bezeh who counted Zayniki and then in Yimitea she saw down before Tfilah, so needless to be mentioned that it's not Seisir Zayniki. That goes without saying the comments. But Teisa goes one step farther and says that even an ordinary Zayniki
who called the Zaini king, but was not a Veles. And then Chederie, so it's not Caesarea. Then there is Yeshiva Sadishen who say that in respect to Eleves Bezei who counted Zayin King, and then before Tvilin Limitea, she saw down that is not Zayisea, because that Rie is not the Elemeni Tumeo altogether. So the male is not Zayisea. Mashein, can you regard to the case of Eleves, you'll see that Chibush HaRashbam is such a Yeshiva. Mashenke, in regard to Yeledes, Mashenke, in regard to a regular Zohar, not Yeledes, who can't get any king and before Tfilah Shehri Rie, that is a Yisea, because that Rie is distinguishable from the Rie of Yeledes Bezei, who already counted any king and Yimiteach and the Rie is not. That Rie is not given any tumor to her. Mashenke, a regular is the Zohar, who counted any king. And then the next morning, before she went tefillah, so Shedri is down. So that Tria made her into a real need, into a needle. So that is Seisa. That is Seisa. That's the second. Then there is the Shite of the Reef, the way the Mordechai explains it, the way the Maram Rutenberg, the Mordechai mentions it in the name of Maram Rutenberg, is ready. So, the way the Maram Rutenberg explained the Shiva Sariv, that even Hillel is busy, who counted Zayin King, but didn't go to Tfilas yet, so the Mele, if she didn't go to Tfilas yet, and then Chedri is down before she went to Tfilas, even though the Riyas down took place, in the Yimitea, but before Tfilah, some Mele, it's also says, there's the third chain. So that's what she is. Now, what is it? So the other Shike that the Rashbo mentions, that we understand very well. Because a regular Zobe, if she had a Riyas down, after she counted the Zion King before Tfilah, since that Rie is a Rie that is Geremes Tume, because she has to count Zayin Menino because of that Rie. So the Melee, it's Eimseya, the Zayin King. But the question is, how can we explain the Sheik of the Rie? I mean, a Yeredes Bizei who counted Zayin King, now is the Yeriteya. So this Daf by itself is not given to me. In any way, why should that be says? So the Sefer HaTruma says, that according to Bisila, that according to Bisila, we say that Yehuda Shalitomu or Yeledes Bizei she suffered the Loitomu. So, Yehuch Bisham and Shitos and Bisil and Shitos on its domain. So, their Shita, the Shita of Bisila is that even though Biyomi Mutfila Talia Rachmone, in other words, what does the Torah say? A Yeledes Nekeimo has 14 days to Leide, Thomas Leide, and 66 days Yimiteya. So, the 66 days of Yimiteya do not begin before Tfila. In other words, when the Torah says, 33 days, 7 days, after the 7 days, or after the 14 days, the Yimiteya begin, that means that's the earliest moment when the Yimiteya begin. In other words, that before the expiration of 7 days or 14 days, Yimiteya cannot begin. But that does not mean that automatically the Yimiteya begin upon the expiration of 7 days or 14 days. It's contingent, according to Bisila, who says he will feel a Tali Rachmone. So it's contingent upon the Tfilah. That's the machlok between Bishama and Bisila. Now it's according to Bishama, the only Tali Rachmone. So the Yimiteya begin automatically upon the expiration of 7 days, Yoled Zohar, the expiration of 14 days, Yoled Esmikeimo. According to Bisila, we only do the Tali Rachmone. So in other words, Yimiteya can begin upon the expiration of 7 days, Yizilat Zohar, 14 days Yiras Nikela, they can begin if the Tefillah is realized. But if the Tefillah doesn't take place, if the Tefillah does not take place, so then the Yimiteya don't begin. So that's the reason as to why, since the Yimiteya do not begin, so it's still Yimitumas later. That's the Pshat in the Shita Zali. Because the Rif says, Yoledes Bezeri, she counted Zayin Akin, and wasn't the Velasis yet. Is now it's the 15th day, Shalari is down. In view of the fact that she wasn't the Velasis yet, so the 15th day is not Yimiteya yet. The Yimiteya begins after the expiration of 14 days and Tefillah. But until the Tefillah takes place, so the Yimiteya didn't begin. So that means that the Yimitumas later still continue. And the Sinatullah says that according to Rabbetam is the only one who passes like a bayah, that he may lay the shinereve and nail the spiras in his vaso. So Yoledes Bezei has to have two tefillahs. Is there two tefillahs? One tefillah after the 14 days, the expiration of the 14 days, in order to install, to introduce the Yimiteya, and then after that she has to count, after the first tefillah, she has to count 7 clean days, and after the expiration of the 7 clean days, so then she can go to tefillah and be with Teres Labayah. But according to Rabbi Tam Shike, who passes like a bayah, that he may lay the shenereya ben neiles lemei svira zevoso, and Yeledes Bezei is mechuyeves midrais to make two tefillahs before she is with Teres Labayah. One tefillah she has to take place, she has to make on the night of the 15th. She has to make, and but she will not be with Teres Labayah. Because within the 14 days she couldn't have realized the count of Zayin Nikin. And then after she makes that first tefillah, so then the Yimiteya begin, then she can start counting the Zayin Nikin, and after she finishes counting the Zayin Nikin, then she goes through her again and she will tell us about it.
Sorry.
June 8th, 1982, you had signed Sivan Hashanah Tav Shem Yom Kippur.
So I mentioned briefly that there are three shittas. The shitta of Rabbi Tam of Teisves is that not only the letters they say, so if she counted the Zayin Nikin and then she wasn't developed yet and be made Teya, she had a reason. So it's not sensei, but even in the case of the regular Zohar that is not in the letters, and she was soft as I'm a king, so, but she didn't go through it yet. And then, and after she had finished counting the Zohar and the king, before she went through it, she had the ears down, that is not sensei. That's Rabbi Tam Shita Teishi. Then there is the Shita that Rajbo mentions, in the name of Rabbi Yehine. So in the case, so Rabbi Yehine agrees with Rabbi Tam in regard to the case of Yeledes Bezei, who counted Zayin Nikin, wasn't the Beres, and then in the Yimiteya she saw Elias down, she saw down, so that is not Eisa. Why? Because in that case, the Elias down took place in the Yimiteya. In Yimiteya, so Mele, so that's why, so it's a Rie that is not becoming, even though according to Bisila, so being in Tvila Tal Rahmane, so the dam per se is Tome, but it's not becoming, it's not giving any Tume to the Isha. So Mele is not saying, in spite of the fact that the dam itself is Tome. But it's not giving any tumme to the Isha. So Mimele, it's not easy. Mashiach in regard to the case where
a regular Zohar, Zohar. So she counted Zayniki, and then she was Mitibelis here. And then, after counting the Zayniki before the Tvir, so she had the Rias Dam, then it is says here she has to start counting in you all the 7 days. Why? Because in this case, now we are discussing it on the highest level. So if she was his other day, so, and then, and she counted Zayniki, she counted Zayniki, and then suppose she went here. Suppose she went here. And after she went here, so she saw that. So what would she become? What would she become? Say, so if she had as a Rias Dam, if the Rias Dam happens to be in the Yemei Bidus, so then she'll become a Nidah. If the Rias Dam will happen to be in the Yemei Sivo, so then she'll become a Zomek Tamek. So in other words, so that Rias Dam, even if she went here, would be given to the Torah, would make her into either a Nidah or into a Zomek Tamek. Not into his other day, but it would make her either into a Nido or into a Zobe. So since the Ria is such a Ria that would be given to her, making her Kneo as a Nido or as a Zobe, depending what day the Ria took place, so Mele is say the whole Zionism. So that's the second key. So in other words, so the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is, in the case of Yehuda Hezbizei, who counted Zayniki, and before Tvile, in the Yimitea, she had the Rias Dam, so that Rias Dam is not given any tumit to the woman. All she has to do is to be Tiberes, it should be Tiberes the Bible. So Mimele, of course she has to be Tiberes, because she wasn't Tiberes as yet. So Mimele, since that Rias wouldn't be giving any tumitted woman if the woman had already been Tiberes. Would that really be of any significance? Nothing at all. She would be Tiberes by law, in spite of the Rie, because it's in Emitea. So Mele, it's not easy. But the regular Zohar, who counted Zayniki, and then, she had the Rie's down. So, suppose she had been Tiberes and the Rie's down. She would be cast either in the door or his other, depending whether the Rie is down. It wasn't the main door or the main Zobo. So the Mele, it is sensei that the Zayniki. So in case where she saw it before Tvile, so it is sensei and Zayniki. That's the Shita Pamir. See that it is. But Pamir is also made that in regard to the case of Yeledes Bezeim, who counted Zayniki, and then, but she wasn't Tiberes yet, and then she had the Rias Dam in the Yemiteya, so it's not sensitive. But then there is the Shike of the Reef, according to the Maram Rutenberg's Pshat, and the Shike of the Sefer HaTrumot. Dago Ismaili mentions it. So he says, as a matter of fact, the lotion of the leaf is very obscure. So he says, Tabdalit in the leaf. So, Vochiname, Abdinam de Metea, the Yeletis, Viato Gab de Kaimelon Kirab, Goma Maynechodu, Vateo Timose, Vateo Tirose. Kibidi Kayeldes Bizeid, the Tsriho Shivaniki, Bimitea, Abdina Name Ahoki Isere Kerabzeira, the whole dam the Hazi Bimitea, Yasfero Shivaniki, who was a hohe tabla bimikre, who mishtail the bile, the apple gabble in Afki Mitea, Kibidi Yas the Shivaniki, the Suloi Hazi Shah. So in other words, the lotion of the reef is very obscure. Now, the reef mentions that right after mentioning Ravzira Salochim of Nisisroy Rachmir al Atzma, Shafir Reyes, Tipas Dam Kechavo, Yeshe, Yeshere Soleo Shimimimim. Now, there is a machlekes Hashemim on that. Now, one thing that the Kone of Rabzeira definitely implies is that if a woman sees, has one Reyes Dam, whether it is in the Yimei Nidim or it is in the Yimei Zivim, so, and even if she had just one Reyes, not three Reyes, and three successive days, and three successive days, so then she has to count Zayniki. She has to count Zayniki. Zayniki, that is definitely the Nakone of Rabzeira. Why? Because many women might make a mistake in mixing up the Menide, the Mezive, it's a complicated treasure. Some male, the Chachomim or Misake, that it doesn't make any difference. Even if we know that it's in Yemenide, we know it's in Yemenide. And she had one Rie. So neither I say she has to count 7 days. Doesn't have to count 7 green days, just 7 days. Even if she keeps on winning day after day for 7 days, and then she stops. So there, she's developed, she tells the body, Midraise. But in the Rabbanon, even if she stops bleeding immediately, so she still has to count not 7 days, ample days, but 7 clean days. 7 clean days. And even if we know that it's in Yemei Zivim, so Midraise, she has to count only 1 clean day, that's all. No, she has to count 7 clean days. Then, there is another part of the Takone of Reb Zeire, according to most Hashemi, because Midraise, so only 5 mares are mitam. Not every reddish tinge, not every blackish tinge. 5 mares. In other words, if it is black like ink, or if it is red like blood, so then that mare is mitam. But if it is, even if it is reddish, blackish, but not this particular mare, she is not male. So according to most Rishonim, there are some Rishonim who say that within the Gemara, she is only male if the mare is one of the 5 mares that is discussed in the Mishnah, the second parak. But some in Satakone Sakenim that we are mitame every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge. At left stage. But most Rishonim say that that's not Mitzakakon Sagayim, that's within the Gemara. Every reddish stage and every blackish stage, whether it conforms to the 5 Maris or of the Mishnah or not, so is Mitam. Then the Shita of the Ramban is that another point was that even Dami Yemitea is Mitam. That's the sheet of Rambam. But most Rishonim achir, and they say that Yemiteya, Dam in Yemiteya, that is not included in Takonas Rabzeira. And Medina de Gemore, so a Dam in Yemiteya is not Mitam. But it's only Takonas Abeli. Takonas Abeli. And there's the sheet of the Rambam, and so the Rambam mentions that in many kihiles they won't be kabel the takone, so mele they are not, they don't count after a discharge of dam yimiteya. The sheet of the Rambana level is that Rav Zeire's takone includes also the dam yimiteya is mitam. Now here all the rib says the oche name avinam yimiteya the yeles. The Alphal Dab, the kind of long kira. The Oma Mayan Echadu, Vate Oti Mosi, Vate Oti Rose, Kivin, the Kiyelet is Bizay. The Trihoshiva, the King, the Mitea, Abdel Name Achoki, Seyre, Kirab Zeyre, the Holdam, the Hazid Mitea, Yasla, Shiva, the King, Ubosa Roche, Tabla, the Mitmikre, Umishnai, the Bairo. So there are 2 possible pshoti in this list. One possible pshat in the Bifin is that the that the Rikshi thing is like basis. Our basis. That Midine, that Midine Minator, if a Yelenis Gizeh is Count Zayniki, but she's not Tibelis, and then Yimitea, before she was Tibelis, she had her ears down, so it's not Zaysa Zayniki. It's not Zaysa Zayniki. But when the Rif says, Ve'avagab Bikango and Kirabdom of my Nechadu, Vatero Timose, Vatero Tirose, Kibi Viki Yelenis Gizeh, Ditzri Hoshiva Nikin, Bimitea, Abdina Name Ahoki Isere Kerabzere, Behold Am the Hazi Bimitea Yasver, Shiva Nikim, so it means because of Takonis Rabzere. So that Takonis Rabzere, in other words, the Rif agrees in the Shiva Rambam, that Rabzere was Nisake, that Damitea is also possible. And Rabzere was certainly Nisake, that no matter when the Rias Dam takes place, so she has to count Zayniki, even though there was just one Rias Dam. So Mele, if a woman, if a woman, any Yeletis, not after Yeletis Bizei, that we know Yeletis Bizei, any Yeletis, because Mitzaka Kodesh Habzele, so every woman that has a discharge of Dam is to be considered like three Rias Yemezile. So every Yeletis, according to the Kodesh Habzele, is to be treated as Yeletis Bizei. So the Mele she has to count Zayniki, not because she wasn't Tivelis immediately after the counting the Zayinikim in the lady. Even if she was Tivelis, and then Yimeteya, she had Elias Dam, so Mele, she has to count Zayinikim. That's one conscription. But it's not Mashma. And this is the Pshat that the Mordechai himself wanted to apply in the Rif. But then, when he mentioned that to his Rebbe, the Maram of Gutenberg, so the Maram of Gutenberg said, no, that's not the Pshat in the Rif. The Rif Shite is not that Mitzad Midine Digmore, Dam Teyar is Tome. Dam Teyar is not Tome Midine Digmore. And even now, Midine Digmore, so Anisha is Mutteres, she doesn't even count anything if she has a discharge of Dam in the Yimei Teyar. But the Rif has reference to the case, and the Pashas Awashi indicates that the Rif has reference to that case, because Rochanama Avion Mitea the Yeletis, the Avon Gabi Taimon Kerabno, my Nehodu Vatiro Timos Atir Torose, Kim Dike, Yeletis Vizay, the Tsir Shim Likin Mitea, Avin Nama Hoki Yisera Kerabzere, we hold down the Hazir Mitea, Yasra Rashim Likin, Ubosahoche, Toglo Bimikves of the Pashas Awashi is Mashma, that he only applies Rabzere's Aloche so that it should apply to every illness. If not for Rabzere's Aloche, we would say it only applies to a woman who we know is the illness disease. But the average woman is not the illness disease. So because of Rabzere's Aloche, so just as every woman who sees Dam is considered as Izovic Dele, so every illness is considered not like an ordinary illness, but a illness disease. But the reason is to why, but the reason as to why she has to count Zayinikim is because according to the Rif, a Yeletis Bizeh who counted Zayinikim in Yimelede, and then she wasn't developed as yet, and then in the Yimitea she had the Rias Dam, so it says El Mafreya Zayinikim, she has to start counting anew with the eyes if she's a real Yeletis Bizeh. But in regard to every woman today, even if she's not a real Yeletis Bizeh, but by Yeletis Bizeh, with the right say she is the same of Zayniki. So this is what the Mordechai says. The Chiddush Yom Shishei mentions, I mean, you can look it up in the Mordechai. Loshe Mordechai, v'ani o yisi sobo, diriv bo le'ose oleinu, v'amteya. In other words, that the Rif Shite is like Ramban. That the Trabzeiras Takone implied that that Amteyal is also Tome. V'yoma li oram abnumeya dimeilom li olal daso vivlesa damteya. The Rif does not entertain the Shita of the Ramban, el disvirale dimeyeme utvile tali rachmane, ki damdinom bifeld neiskusim, וכל זמן שליטוב לה פילוסופיה של הניקים ושוב רואה סוף צריך עולה לזה יבריס פר זיין ובסחו חטוב אבל בוסר התפילה הווה אדם תויה ואיני סייסי so him kach ma she kosa kavi kol dam de khazi e kol mil se habe ki she i psi ko bitvira u boza ho ke koras va ko gab u ni psi ko imitria ki li as she de kin vi su le khazi e shaye u pe u shaye u na dvore i u ab de khashmino u yev des bizei mi shim khum la de rabzeir im ki shaye la akha shto so na dvore so this is how the magam hut da ko de studeri then am de reisele and the Reisele, if a woman, a Yeledes B'Zeit, and because of Takonis Rav Zeire, so any woman is to be treated like Yeledes B'Zeit. But the Aloche applies to a Yeledes B'Zeit. So the Mele, a Yeledes B'Zeit, if she counted Zayniki, and she wasn't in Elisus yet, and then before Tfile in the Yimei Teah she saw Dam, so it is Seisei with the Reise the Zaynikim, she has to start counting Zaynikim. Why? Because we pass through like Bisila who say B'yeimu Tfile Tali Rachman, B'yeimu Tfile Tali Rachman. Now Teisves mentions the riot from Al Gimor Mekanim Rab Mutam the Yeledes B'Zeit or Bizman Hazeh the Kula Noshi Hashim on the Yeledes B'Zeit she say Tchim Acha Alu Meitum Asalaide Shiva Miki Viroa Aso Bimitea Keile Mitfile Eini Siseres Dom Aroche Vechiroa Aso Shavu Ashishi Dilo Isosro Afo Gav Nidam Tomim so here the Gimore says the Gimore is the Kasha Ekor Niktolei who says Shni Mayone say so why does the price say Yeledes B'Zeit? She saw Chogoloito. So Holcho Bishama Lishitoso. And the dam is Nakmitame. So dam Nakmitame. But so Bishlei Melera. So and that is the Gemara is the Kasher. According to Levi. So who says the Shni Mayones? So Holcho Bishama Lishitoso. Who Bishlei Lishitoso? This is Mitame Lachviyovish. But according to Levi, that it comes from it, terminates from it, from my own toy. So I said, Tamilach Yovich. So the second version of the Gemara is Bishapas. So then the Gemara is the Kashi. Bosokotone, Hochemila is the king of his aid basket. The Shabua Kame Posko, Shabua Bas Reway Posko. Because some of you will do so, she will be a man, he will be a sphere as a boss. In other words, like Kobe, not like a Bai. Not like a Bai. So in other words, according to Rabnita, so even though he's Firazigoso, and according to Tainsis, that from Zion, so even a buyer who says that he Lidoso Shayne is even though he's Firazigoso, so a buyer only says it, the Rabnirunis. That's telling the Gemara that from Zion. So I will the Rabbanides, but according to the Rabbanon, so if my body is made it, let's face it. So if my body is made it, that he will do so, she will lay then, is in the Gosso. A body only says that I will the Rabbanides. So Robbie says, if my will the Rabbanides, so it's in the Sphiras in the Gosso. And the body says, I will the Rabbanides, not. See that I'm going to learn the Gemara that from Zion. But I live in the Rabbanon, so if my body is made according to Tesis. So Tesis says, so still, the Gemara says that according to Levi, this price is referenced to the case of Shivas. So even in the case of Shivas, in other words, the flow started late in the afternoon of the 14th, and it continued into the night of the 15th. So Bishamai say that the dam is toyer, and Bisil say the dam is coming. But Bishamai say that even the dam is coming. Even though this dam emanates from the Mayatome. But any dam, any tipe of dam that comes out in the night of the 15th, Shivas, the flow started in the afternoon of the 14th. But those tipes of dam that were discharged before Shkia, before the night of the 15th, so we are not concerned with those tipes of dam. We are not concerned now with the tipes of dam that come out in the night of the 15th. So according to Bishamai, the dam is there. It's like the Tami Tares. It's not the Tami Tares. So it's certainly not Seiseya. Because if it would be Seiseya, so then how could Bishamai say that the dam is not Tome? So here the Gemara is saying that if Malim the lake, so Bishamai say that that dam that comes out in the night of the 15th, even though it comes out from a Mayon, even though it comes out from a Mayon Tome, so in other words, so of course, according to Bishamai, so this dam, so according to Bishamai, even according to Levi, holds that my record. But Bisilel, because they, according to Levi, there's the machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilel. So the reason is why Bishamai saying that that dam that started to emanate on the 14th, but whatever dam comes out in the night of the 15th is still here, because even Levi admits that according to Bishamai it's my record. But Bisilel say that it's Tomei. And why is it Tomei? Because it's Shnei. So according to Bisilel, we say it's Shnei Mayonis. So why is it Tomei? Because this dam emanates from the Mayon Tomei. But Entesis assumed that just as according to Bishama, who says that the dam that comes out in the night of the 15th, which started to flow in the afternoon of the 14th, so it's there completely. So it's certainly not sincere, the minyan. So maybe even Bisilel, he says that it's mitabelach miyavich. So the dam is coming, because the machlokes between Bishama and Bisilel is only in regard to the dam. But insofar as the status of the Isha herself is concerned, so just as according to Bishama, the Isha is developed and she returns the Bible, so according to Bisilel also, so it's a riot. So it's a riot that if a woman counted as Zion King, and then before Tfilah she had her ears down, so it's not says the Zion King, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, that according to Bisilel, she is Mutaris Levayro, only the dam is gone. But the Gemara only says it, the Gemara only mentions it according to Bishamai, but maybe according to Bisilel, it's not like that. But Tesis assumes, since the machlokes between Bishamai and Bisilel is only in regard to the status of the dam per se, but not in regard to the status of the woman, so Mimele, and since the Gemara, the price is certainly rise according to the talents of the Gemara, the Talmud of the Levi, so the dam that comes out from the Mayan.